Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live tonight from the Westchester Table Tennis Center here in Pleasantville, and we're here for a special event tonight. It's Ping Pong Madness. It's to benefit the MVP Basketball Camp. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And as always, you can like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Cleafield, along with my engineer, Matty the K. Matt Cahan, with us tonight. And joining us right now, a very special guest. He is the executive director of the MVP Basketball Camp, which is the beneficiary tonight, and that's Noel Meiskens. Is that correct?
That's correct. Thank you.
This is the sixth year, you told me, that you're doing this fundraiser. Tell us all about that.
Well, one of our board members, actually was president of the board 6 years ago, Adam Padgett. A lot of his friends said they were really good at ping pong, and he wasn't sure he believed them. But it seemed to be a popular thing, and he thought, you know what? Let's have, instead of a golf outing to raise money for our charitable organization, let's have a ping pong event. And he knew about this great venue, so we started.
Well, again, as it was strictly to be hearing, this is the premier table tennis center in the state and the Northeast. We should mention that. But again, as far as this event, how much do you expect to raise from this particular fundraiser? Again, it's the sixth year you've been doing it.
We expect to raise at least $25,000 tonight through our silent auction, through our raffle, and through some very generous donations from sponsors.
Now talk about the camp. For those who don't know what this is, the MVP Basketball Camp. It's based out of White Plains, I understand?
Yeah, we've been running in White Plains now for 23 years. We do also run a camp week in Rye, but mainly it's been White Plains. We draw from all over the county, though.
And specifically, who can come to this camp? Where do you draw from?
Well, we draw a lot of White Plains kids, a ton of Scarsdale kids, more and more Rye families, Mamaroneck, Purchase, really from all over central Westchester and even northern Westchester. But then we also have an outreach program. We give out over 300 scholarships, and those kids could come from White Plains, but we also have a bus 1 week that brings kids from Mount Vernon. We have a bus 1 week that brings kids from Yonkers. So we have kids from all different backgrounds and all different neighborhoods.
I was going to say, who are the beneficiaries of these scholarships that you give out every year?
Yeah, a lot of social service agencies that don't have summer programs for their kids, they refer their kids to us. Westchester Jewish Community Services, Andrews Children's Center, some of the Boys and Girls Clubs. But then anybody, any family that hears about us and calls up and said, you know, my kid loves basketball and I just can't afford camp, you know, they have to apply, they have to actually document their family income, they have to get the child has to get a really nice letter of recommendation from school, and then we'll give them a scholarship and they come at no charge.
So, I mean, do we use the term means testing, if you will, to make sure that they qualify for this?
Sure. We have basically an income chart, and we actually have them supply a tax return to document their income. And obviously, we look at their total family household income and any extenuating circumstances. We've had kids come whose parents, you know, had means, but then their business went bankrupt, and this is a summer they just can't afford camp for their kids.
Are these kids who come into this camp have aspirations of perhaps going into play college or perhaps even the dreams of pro basketball? Maybe that's where they start here?
Well, a lot of them have those dreams. Sometimes our job is to make them more realistic, not telling them that they're not bad at basketball, but telling them that, you know, how few people actually make it to the NBA. But we will introduce them to other opportunities. We have a former NBA referee, Ronnie Dunn, who's a guest speaker. And he talks about how his avenue into professional sports through the refereeing side. And so, yeah, we try and give them a positive message about the future without making it seem like they're all going to be the next, you know, Kobe Bryant.
Well, as with any team sports, I mean, it teaches them not just skills on the basketball court, but even life skills, leadership skills, team skills. Those are very important skills to have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the discipline that they get from playing team sport like basketball, I think, is really important to these kids. And it also is important, I think, to give them, they play a lot oftentimes in their neighborhoods, and they have a tremendous amount of talent, but to turn that into something that can work in a team atmosphere, we can help them do that, and then they have a better chance to make a varsity team. And some of these varsity teams, you know, produce a lot of kids who just have a whole new focus in life, and, you know, whether they ever get a college scholarship, they still are usually have a better chance to go to college.
but they're having fun while they're doing that.
Oh, they have a blast.
How long are these camps? I mean, do they run weeks at a time? How does that work?
Yeah, there's 6 separate one-week sessions. We start this year on June 26th. So you can come for any 1 week. The scholarships are generally for 1 full week. But if you want to have a kid come for the whole summer and you can afford that, a lot of kids do come for 4 or even 6 weeks. And we do have some special scholarship awards that extend more than 1 week based on seeing kids who are really doing well in school and are really motivated.
These are financially based scholarship awards. How much are we talking here?
Well, let's say a family of 2, we look for an income under $35,000. This is basically the single working parent.
That really is the one that you're most focused with, that particular single parent or that particular family?
Well, yes and no. There are certainly a lot of siblings who attend our camp on scholarship. And certainly sometimes there's both, mother and father working, but, their family income, if it's $50,000 and they have a family of 5 or 6, they'll certainly qualify because it's tough to live in Westchester for that amount of money.
Well, certainly is. Well, sounds like a lot of fun. I'm sure we're going to get a great turnout tonight. Noel, thank you so much for joining us and good luck with tonight.
All right. Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking with Noel Myskins. He is the executive director of the MVP Basketball Camp, the beneficiaries of tonight's Ping Pong Madness event here at the Westchester Table Tennis Center in Pleasantville. It's going to be a fun night ahead, I just have a feeling. Again, you're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Jim Cleefield. More ahead. We'll be back with more right after this. Word of Interest.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on 2 things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Bridge Auto Parts, Bronxville Lye Real Estate, Evergreen Arborist, Valley Oil, Village Appliance, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live tonight from the Westchester Table Tennis Center here in Pleasantville. We're here for a special fundraiser. It's called Ping Pong Madness. It's to benefit the MVP basketball camp. I'm Jim Cleafield, and as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverse Sioux Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. And be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And as always, you can like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, also from the MVP basketball camp, he is Adam Padgett. He is a former board president, and he's a member of that board. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you, Jim.
Well, give us your perspective on this fundraiser. We talked with Noel at length about why they're doing this tonight, how much they're expected to raise. Your perspective, this what's going on. Against the sixth year they're doing this, we highlighted that, but tell us more about that.
Sure. We've been doing this for 6 years. We started the event looking for something to do to raise money and be a core event for the camp. Opportunities that typical corporations might choose, we thought it were possibilities, and we stumbled upon this ping pong facility here in Pleasantville, which inspired a lot of conversation around your own basement ping pong games as a kid and the fun that brought, and everybody's competitive yet fun spirit, which birthed essentially why we're here tonight.
I was saying, how many people did you expect to have tonight as far as the turnout for this this particular fundraiser this evening?
We expect about 100. There could be, you know, give or take more. I think the weather will deter a few, but not many. So I'm guessing that 100 to 110 range.
Let's talk about the tournament itself, exactly what that's all about. Against not March Madness, by the way. We know that's basketball. It's Ping Pong Madness. Tell us the concept behind that.
Sure. Ping Pong Madness has arrived in the spirit of basketball, being, again, the core of what MVP has. We've put together a 64-team or entry event for high school age and up adults, and then we have one for the younger kids as well. And we've done it for years, and it's a great way to assemble all the people in the room from the different facets of the camp, whether you're a camper or a coach, a board member, a donor. You wind up playing a game of ping pong, and in many ways it mirrors a lot of what we try to do at MVP, which is to put people together, have some fun, play a little, and do it in a facility like this is special.
And really, children of all ages can pretty much take part in this?
Anybody that can is interested and wants to play is welcome to.
So if you have a passion for table tennis, this is the place for you to come. As we said, it's the premier tennis table tennis center in the northeast end of New York.
It is. I mean, you look around this room, and I don't think anyone, when they first walk in here, has ever really quite experienced or seen ping pong in this way. It's not a basement with a short ceiling or dim lights. It is, you know, literally what I imagine to be an Olympic quality.
I was going to say, looking around this, it always reminds me like I'm at the Summer Olympics somewhere, and there's a huge tournament going on. They're going to win the gold, silver, and bronze medals. That's the first impression I got coming in here tonight.
Me too. And when you get on the court and the table, and you feel it, and you realize this is of incredible quality, and look around, and you get lost in that for a moment, and it's fun.
As Noel told me earlier, the fact that it benefits the MVP basketball camp, again, scholarships are a big part of that, and they give quite a few of them away.
Scholarships are the heart of MVP in the scholarship fund. All of the money raised from tonight goes to the scholarship fund, and that allows us to bring campers who would not otherwise have that opportunity, which MVP in its mantra and belief is very much about giving people the opportunity to have that summer camp experience and to do it in an environment where everybody from all these communities around Westchester are included. And on all sides of that, that's been a boon for everybody.
And again, you're able to reach out to certain communities to get kids involved. I mean, as far as socioeconomics, I mean, there is a cutoff, as Noel was telling me, as far as the eligibility, let's say, for families to bring their kids into this program. You have to make a certain amount to be able to take part.
Yeah, and the applicants, the scholarship applicants in particular, are vetted. They come with recommendations. They come with report cards. And we bring the people who will thrive and the best in these circumstances. And to Noel's credit very much, Noel has fostered that environment and created it and taken from what the founder Stan Green created and continued to build what I think is pretty valuable camp to a lot of people in Westchester.
So what do you want your campers to get the most out of as far as benefit from being at the MVP basketball camp? What do you want them to take from that particular experience when they come in and when they leave?
They're learning life lessons. The basketball is certainly you know, I'll call it the 1B to the 1A of coming in and learning how to be a good and responsible adult or kid, and to be in that environment and to have fun and be able to also improve your basketball, because the coaches that we have are top-notch high school coaches. That is that's a caliber of combo that most camps don't offer.
All right. Well, very interesting. Again, so this really should be a real success tonight. And thanks for coming with us tonight.
Thank you. We'll see you. Hope to see you on the table for some fun at some point.
Well, I'd love to do this. It'll be a fun night. Again, we've been speaking with Adam Padgett. He is a former board president at MVP Basketball Camp. Again, they are the beneficiaries of tonight's Ping Pong Madness tournament for the MVP Basketball Camp that's happening here at the Westchester Table Tennis Center. I'm Jim Cleafield. Lots more ahead. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. I'll be back with more right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everybody. It's Westchester Talk Radio. Tonight, we are broadcasting live from the Westchester Table Tennis Center, here to benefit the MVP Basketball Camp. Our show tonight is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. I'm here now with Andy Green. Andy, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Great. And tell us a little bit about the camp. We've been chatting here, of course. Your dad had founded this camp. You've got a couple of decades of history here. Give us the top line, and then let's drill into it a little bit.
Well, by profession, I'm a history teacher, so I'm happy to give you a little bit of history. So my father was in business, had a successful business career, and when he retired 25 years ago, he was looking for something to do with himself. And so he volunteered one summer to coach at the New York Knicks basketball camp and went there, enjoyed it, but decided, you know what, I could run it a lot better than that, which was kind of the way he was. And so the next summer he started MVP basketball camp. And the twist that he put on it was that he wanted any child who was deserving to be able to come to camp, whether they could afford it or not. And the reason for that was he had grown up in Maplewood, New Jersey, in a household that was very poor, and when he had wanted to go to summer camp, his parents told him there just simply wasn't money for it. So,
wow, that's really great. And of course, to provide that opportunity, I grew up on Long Island and played basketball, went to summer camp with St. Anthony's and Gus Alfieri and all this. And kind of a similar situation. We didn't have the funds as our household, and it was a matter of me delivering newspapers and that. So now you have this great fundraiser here. How did this event start here at the Westchester Table Tennis Center?
Well, it was a few years ago. We were looking to try and come up with a fundraising idea that was maybe a little bit out of the box, because we have a lot of families that come to our camp, and we wanted to have an event that, you know, parents could bring their kids to and where everybody could have a good time. And we had gotten hooked up with Will Shorts, who's the puzzle guru but also table tennis aficionado, and who had started this, and we thought it might be a fun event. So we tried it, and we started off with just sort of the small side room that we used for the first 2 years, and it got so popular that eventually we had to take over the whole place. So it's been a lot of fun. People look forward to it. You know, our kids are always asking, you know, when's Ping Pong Madness? And so you know, it's been a great time.
It really is. You can feel the energy. It's early in the event right now, but you can feel the energy building and the kids playing. I mean, it's a natural fit. I mean, kids who play ball, they probably play Little League. They do, you know, this is the indoor sport. A lot of them probably doing soccer and whatnot. But tell us about the age groups and the kids. You mentioned roughly 300 kids go to camp annually. You've served thousands the last couple of decades. Give us some of the history and the numbers of how the camp, what does a camp look like?
Well, the camp serves kids from age, I think we started age 8 with the younger ones, and goes up to 15. And we run for about 5 weeks, usually around 250 kids a week. And each summer, I would say about 30% of the kids who come to camp come on scholarships. Some of them partial scholarships. Some of them, you know, like you said, manage to work a little bit throughout the year so they can at least contribute something to it. But, you know, most of the 30% who come on scholarships, you know, it's picked up by MVP. So we need to sort of fundraise, and we have a few fundraisers that we do throughout the year. And then also we take, you know, what would normally be the profit if you were running the camp, you know, to make a living off it. And we use that to, you know, we're actually our own biggest donors to the scholarship fund.
That's fantastic. Just really great. And I notice you have some wonderful auction items here, a mixed bag of things from Shaq's sneaker, size 22, signed and delivered. There's something from Kobe, a nice Derek Jeter piece, some Mets tickets. I mean, really, really, I've been to a lot of charity events. I think we all have at this point in our lifetime. It's an impressive item list there, really.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. The Shaq basketball shoe, I don't think we've had anything quite like that before. That's something to see.
Oh, yeah, big time, big time. You put an ice cream sundae in there and just eat it all up. Okay, Andy, any other thoughts? How can people find you? So someone's interested, a kid wants to go to camp. Parents are interested in getting their son or daughter lined up. How do they do that?
Well, like most places, you know, you go through the website, which is mvpbasketballcamp.org. And through that, there's information about the camp. There's information about the scholarship program for people who are interested either in utilizing it for their child or donating to the fund as well. And pretty much all the information is on there. And, of course, if anyone has any questions, our executive director, Noel Myskins, is very good at getting on the phone and taking care of whatever queries people might have.
Terrific. That sounds great, Andy. MVPBasketballCamp.org. All right, MVPBasketballCamp.org, folks. Please take a look. Great stories, great history. Congratulations. I think this is going to be another successful event for you tonight.
Great, and thank you so much for being a part of it.
You got it, Andy. Thank you. And folks out there, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes and like us when you have a chance. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. We are Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Peter Rosenberger. We'll be back shortly. Thank you.
Shark Creative. Get sold on hold.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Acura of Westchester, A.G. Williams Painting, Arctic Mechanical, Toy Box, the Business Council of Westchester, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends, bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. Tonight, we are broadcasting live from the Westchester Table Tennis Center. Our show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Right now, we are here with the owner of Westchester Table Tennis Center, Will Shorts. Will, pleasure having you with us tonight.
It's good to be here. Thanks a lot.
Tell us the beginning. How long has the tennis center been here, and what was your, obviously probably love of the game, but beyond that, what was your inspiration to launch this? This is massive.
Well, I'm a regular player myself. I play literally every day. We have one of the largest table tennis centers in North America, and we have all levels of players, from absolute beginners, kids sometimes, up to some of the top players in the country.
Excellent.
And it's my goal to bring everybody together.
And how long have you been here?
We've been open about 6 years.
6 years, okay. And then in terms of, so a young boy or girl starts playing table tennis. I grew up on Long Island. We had the table in the back. My parents grew up with it, so we all did. What in this case, do you have leagues, for example?
We do a number of things. We have league night every Thursday night. And there's a ladder, and you play other people at your level, and you go up or down based on how you play. We have free training every Tuesday night. So you pay to come into the club, but the training is free group training. Wednesday night is Parkinson's night. So if you have Parkinson's, Table tennis, ping pong is supposed to be really good therapy for people with Parkinson's.
Great.
Anybody can come on Wednesday night, but we have a room set aside for those with Parkinson's.
Excellent.
And we have the largest monthly table tennis tournaments in the country. We award over $5,000 every month. We have after-school training for kids on Monday and Wednesday, and also Saturday morning. So we have all kinds of programs.
That's incredible. I mean, and it's great, and I would imagine that it's a great boost for the community, right? Both the kids, the adults, the parents, to have something like this in their backyard here in Pleasantville.
Yeah, this draws people from Pleasantville, obviously, but from all over the world.
From all over, yeah.
Europe, China, South America, we have players come literally from all over to play here.
Now, have you had any, let's say, superstar players who've come through Olympics or college table tennis, something like that, comes to mind?
Yeah, well, last year, Andre Gacina, who was number 19 in the world, played for Croatia in the Olympics last summer.
Okay.
He competed at our tournament.
Great.
And not surprisingly, won.
Yep. Oh, that's terrific. Now, here's another side. You, my friend, are the puzzle master for the New York Times and NPR.
Right.
Now, I'm just fascinated. Tell us about that. I think that's amazing.
Well, I've been, puzzles are really my first love. Table tennis is my second one.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been at the New York Times now for 23 years, and I've been at NPR for 30 years.
Okay.
And people always ask me, what do puzzles and table tennis have in common?
Mm-hmm.
They're both brain games.
Okay.
Obviously puzzles, but in table tennis, it's you really use your brain to play well.
Mm-hmm.
And in both cases, you get completely wrapped up in what you're doing,
right.
And when you're done, you're relaxed and refreshed and ready to go back to everything else in life. Most people do that with crosswords or puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that with puzzles because that's my livelihood. So
right.
I come here when I'm in a tough match and I get all sweaty and I'm wrapped up in the match, and when I'm done, I just feel great,
mm-hmm.
and I'm ready to go back to everything else.
Excellent. It's a real... I guess people get that in different ways. You could do a spin class, or
yes.
runners express that same kind of, you know, wow, it's exhilarating, it hurts, it's this and that. But then when you're done, it's like, wow, you have that feeling. Building a puzzle, okay, and I've done hundreds or thousands of your puzzles. As I said before, I don't think I've ever completed one of them, but I've gotten close. How do you literally start from scratch every time out and just... You know, you have templates. I mean, give us an idea. What are the nuts and bolts of building the New York Times crossword puzzle?
Uh-huh. So for crosswords, most of them have themes. So you come up with your theme first.
Okay.
The diagrams are symmetrical, which means if you have an 11-letter answer in the upper left corner of the grid, you need to have an 11-letter one in the corresponding position in the lower right. So basically, you need two examples of every part of your theme.
Okay.
You plot your pattern of black squares. You fill the grid with as good vocabulary as you can, and then you write the clues.
Wow. So that immediately tells me you must be very smart, and or you have to do a lot of research, because if somebody throws out a theme, hot air balloons,
uh-huh.
you know, a guy like me, I'm okay, uh-huh. I know what goes on there, and uh-huh. you know, but to build a puzzle out on that, I would imagine would be a challenge.
Yeah, actually, I wouldn't probably pick a subject like hot air balloons.
Very
I would
specific,
pick something
yeah.
playful that
okay.
everybody knows about but puts a humorous or interesting spin on the subject. So hot air balloons, that's whether you know it or you don't.
Right.
But I would do a theme that everybody knows, but it has a twist that makes you think.
Okay, and you select these themes as part of your gig.
I select the puzzles and I edit them.
Man, that's exciting. It's like picking out ice cream flavors or something. Oh, man. Well, Will, how do people get a hold of you? How can we find you here at Westchester Table Tennis Center? So folks want to come in and play a little bit. What's their best route? Find you online, your website?
Thanks a lot. Well, you can go to westchestertabletennis.com.
Easy.
We're in Pleasantville. We're open every day till 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $10 for adults, $5 for kids. If you just want to come in and play by the day, we got lots of 19 tables, so there's always space available.
Great.
And it's a friendly club, so everybody plays everybody. You know, come in by yourself, and you'll find someone to play.
Oh, that's great to know. And I can see, I mean, the energy is starting to build. I know when the event tonight for the basketball camp fills up, this place will be a buzz. All right, Will, I want to thank you for being with us. You're fascinating. Now when I do the puzzle, I'm going to be thinking about you.
You'll have a face connected to it.
I'm going to come get you. All right, folks, we've been with Will Schwartz, the owner here at Westchester Table Tennis Center. Big event tonight for MVP Basketball Camp. We ask you to please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes and like us on Facebook when you have a chance at Westchester Talk. I'm Peter Rosenberger. We'll be back shortly with some more friends here for MVP Basketball Camp. Thank you.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live tonight from the Westchester Table Tennis Center here in Pleasantville. Very special event tonight. It's the MVP basketball benefit known as Ping Pong Madness. Not March Madness, but Ping Pong Madness. That's the benefit, the MVP basketball camp. And we've been talking to some officials about that tonight. I'm Jim Cleafield, and as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And as always, you can like us on Facebook if you prefer, Westchester Talk Radio. My guest right now is one of the participants in this Ping Pong Madness tournament. He's been doing this 3 years. He's 13-year-old Quincy Green. And if the name sounds familiar to you, we spoke to his dad, Andy, who is a member of the MVP basketball camp earlier tonight. Quincy, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
What do you like most about coming here? Now, you said this is the third year you've been doing this tournament. Tell us about it.
What I like about it most is participating in the tournament. It's so fun to be a part of like facing off, like it's actual March Madness, but instead of basketball, it's ping pong.
Now, it's the third year you've been doing it. How have you done the last 2 years? Have you gone pretty deep in the tournament? Did you have a lot of success? How far did you go?
Oh, well, I haven't really played ping pong in the past 2 years. I hadn't played, so I actually took a first round exit in the past 2 years. This year, I'm looking to go a little deeper than that.
Were you coming in hoping to win it this year?
I don't know about win it, but at least win a round or two.
What do you enjoy most about this tournament? Just meeting new friends, playing the game itself? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I recently started playing ping pong a lot better, I guess. So I just the game and playing against other people that I actually don't know how they play. That's what I like most about it.
Do you have passion for other sports, basketball? What other sports do you like to play?
I like to play basketball and lacrosse. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So, like, when you've done this, you've made a lot of friends coming here to the center?
Yeah. I come here with my friends every year, but, yeah, the people who I do meet new people also.
So you've had a chance to play a few games. A little bit of some action out there. Tell us about it.
Well, I just got here, so that was my first game against my friend Ethan, and well, he's been better than me in the previous years, but this year, I think I might have passed him.
So maybe a little revenge, perhaps a little revenge factor here tonight.
Yeah, hopefully.
But the thing is, the key is you're having a good time, and we're doing this for a really, really great cause. We talked to your father about that, and they've been doing this now for 6 years. That's quite impressive.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it's a really fun time. Just to be here. The food is good. The playing is good. Everyone just has a fun time.
All right, well, it sounds like you're really having a great time. I mean, there's food, lots of action. Just everybody's having a great time tonight. I think we're expecting a very good turnout, I understand.
It's going to be good.
Well, I'm glad you're having a great time. Thanks for joining us, and have fun tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm. And shout out Jaquiel Rogers. Just shout out.
Is that a friend of yours?
Yeah, that's a friend here at the tournament.
All right, we'll do that. Quincy, thank you so much for joining with us. Once again, we've been speaking with 13-year-old Quincy Green. Again, he is the son of, his father was part of the MVP basketball camp. And again, we are here at the Westchester Table Tennis Center, and we're benefiting the the MVP basketball camp. We've been here all evening doing that. I'm Jim Cleafield, and again, as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Faceless Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental. Be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk and like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. More coming up right after this, Word of Interest.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelifts staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Westchester Table Tennis Center tonight to benefit the MVP Basketball Camp. Our show is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, and Westchester County of Office of Economic Development. And let's not forget our friends at Wartburg and Northeast Environmental. I'm here right now with Sylvia and Donnie Simmons. Welcome. Great to have you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
tell us your connection. We've been speaking a little bit beforehand. You had two sons who went through the basketball camp. Give us the background. I understand your older son is now in graduate school at Syracuse.
That's right.
Sounds like a great success story. Give us the backdrop. How did you get started with the program here?
Well, the MVP camp has been made available for young people in White Plains for how many years now? About 20.
Okay.
I think about 20 years.
Yeah, 94 is what we found. It was when
okay.
it started. Yep,
okay.
yep, 20 plus.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a perfect venue, I think, for young people during the summer to be able to participate in, not only from a basketball perspective, but also for an organization perspective. And it's a safe place. It's a great haven
mm-hmm.
for
right.
young people to be able to enjoy themselves in a way in which, for the entire summer now, that not only they're learning basketball skills, but also people skills.
Right, people, life skills.
That's right.
And for young adults, that's crucial.
Right.
And to have mentors
right.
like yourselves who are involved actively to raise money to enable the scholarship program to
right.
grow and,
yeah.
and flourish, right? Sylvia, you're involved with the fundraising, right? So tell us about that, Sylvia, if you would.
I'm on the board of directors. As a member, I've been
okay.
on there for a while now.
Great.
And I started it. I became on the board because my sons got a lot out of the MVP basketball camp.
Perfect.
They went the whole summer, which was the 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to come on because I was a very satisfied parent, and I wanted to speak to other parents about it. So I continued. Even though my one son is going on to another sport,
right.
I continue on the board to... you know, raise funds for the kids that actually need to go to school.
Good for
they
you.
They need to go to camp.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's a tribute to you and a tribute to the program.
Yes.
That it meant so much to you that you're still giving back years beyond.
Yes.
And that's admirable. Big time. Big time. Tell us, now your son played football, you said, at Syracuse.
Yeah, my oldest son,
yeah.
well, our oldest son.
Donnie Jr.
Donnie Jr.,
great.
Who graduated from Stepanak High School.
Okay.
And he was afforded a full scholarship to play football at Syracuse University.
Incredible.
We're proud of him because he was able to get into the school academically, which was our first goal.
Sure.
But, and the football stuff kind of just came along with the program, and fortunately for him and for us, it kind of blew up, and he's a great success. And now he is in his last year in graduate school.
Okay.
Okay, he's studying to be a librarian. He's going to be getting his master's in librarian science.
Excellent.
And now we have Douglas, and Douglas is a sophomore at Stepanak High School. He's got 2 more years to go.
Okay.
You know, so we're still on the road.
Has Douglas got his eye on a school yet, or a little early
we're
maybe?
We're still kind of in the preliminary stages, you know, so he's just trying to find his own way because he's
okay.
got his brother's legacy that he's following. So it's important for him to kind of develop his own voice and his own kind of
mm-hmm.
profile and script. But, you know, he'll be okay.
Yeah,
he'll
it sounds like okay. it. Sounds
and
like
still,
it.
He still comes to the fundraising.
He does.
Because this is where he started as well, when he was 6. So
okay.
they have a program from 6 to 9. It goes all the way up to 16 years old.
Right.
And you learn a lot because it's very diverse
mm-hmm.
with all kinds of kids. From everywhere,
right?
And the scholarships have provided all of them to come to the camp, which is why a lot of the kids like it a lot. Even if they come for a week, they're always asking a parent, "Can I stay? Can I go for another week?"
Okay.
So I volunteer my time during the camp.
During the camp, also.
Well,
wow.
In the office or wherever Noel
right.
needs me, just to monitor to see how coaches are with the kids.
Great.
And as a board member,
yeah.
It's important as well because we want. The camp to flourish, continue
absolutely.
Flourishing.
No, and again, I'm floored. And by the way, you have day job of some sort, I imagine,
yes.
like a real career, by the way, you know? So it's,
we are working
right.
parents.
Yeah,
yeah.
working
yeah.
parents, and you come here and do this from the good of your heart, the
yes.
goodness of your heart
yes.
soul.
It's worth
yes.
it, it's worth it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Wow, this is refreshing. What do you do, just off the grid here, what do you do in your own time? Do you like to cook or go to baseball games? Or What do you do in that space? Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, you know, the thing is that oftentimes we like to take our kids when we have the opportunity to New York City. We kind of want to explore that a little bit, museums,
right.
you know, places, landmarks of interest.
Okay.
And I'm a writer and an author. I've written a graphic novel. And my wife is very good with crafts.
Okay.
And she's an entrepreneur. She has a brand called Silverware. And she's looking at me.
That's but, great.
Yeah. So.
And how can we find? Can we find silverware out there? Should we direct some people?
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming. All right. That's exciting. Yeah. That's exciting. Well, next time you're back on with us, we're going to give you that shout out and get people to come check out your business.
Sure.
This is really wonderful. Sylvia, Donnie, you guys are charming. Just
thank
great
you.
Parents.
Appreciate
I can feel an amazing energy right here.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap it up here on this one. Again, we are here to raise money for the MVP basketball camp at the Westchester Table Tennis Center. Be sure to download Westchester Talk Radio. Our app is on iTunes. And like us on Facebook. Please like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. I'm Peter Rosenberger. We'll be right back. Thanks again.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting live all night tonight from the Westchester Table Tennis Center. Again, this is to benefit the MVP basketball camp. Ping Pong Madness, I'm Jim Cleefield.
And Peter Rosenberger here.
And we've been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting,
Reverso Associates, Westchester County of Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, and Northeast Environmental.
And be sure to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And as always, you can also like us on Facebook if you'd rather.
It's been
Westchester Talk Radio.
Sorry, Jim. It's been a lot of fun tonight. I think we've had some great guests.
And I think the cause here for the kids in the basketball camp is just simply outstanding in Westchester County.
Well, I must say, one of the things I've learned tonight is not only, you know, we're seeing everybody having a great time, but again, this is for a worthy cause, for the MVP basketball camp, which not only helps, you know, teach skills on the basketball court, but also life skills. Very important for these kids as they grow in life.
Exactly, and same here with the Table Tennis Center. Who knew? Who knew? I mean, if you're an avid player, of course, and I grew up with table tennis, but I did not know that this incredible facility was right here in our backyard.
It's amazing. Well, I think, as I mentioned earlier in the show, that this is the premier table tennis center, not only in the state of New York, ladies and gentlemen, in the entire Northeast. And what I see out here is it's almost like Olympic quality out here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the kids that come through this and the adults who just come here to play. What did Will tell us? $5, $10, you come here, you can spend a whole day, and there's always folks that like just want to find a match, find a game.
And they give scholarships away, of course, to those who qualify if they want to get involved with the MVP basketball camp. It's just it's a wonderful cause, and again, they were expecting to raise quite a bit of money, I think, this year.
Absolutely.
6 years they've been doing this.
Terrific, yeah. It's a great event, and I'm ready for the tournament, to do the awards here.
Well, with that said, let the madness begin. You heard it right here. I'm Jim Cleafield, along with my co-host Peter Rosenberg.
Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure, as always, my friend. We'll see you soon.
And a shout-out, of course, to our engineer, Matty the K. Matt came with us. And Andrew Castellano, our owner, of course, our good friend, who puts this all together from Shark Creative and Shark Media. Hey, thank you, the listener. We could not have done it without you tonight. It was a very successful night. Join us again real soon, won't you? I'm Jim Cleafield. This has been Westchester Talk Radio. Have a good evening, everybody, and have a very nice weekend.
Take care, folks.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.